thank you so much. Good to see all of you this afternoon.
非常谢谢大家，很高兴我又一次跟大家能够见面。
It's a beautiful day. You could be outdoors.
今天呢是非常的外面的气候非常的好，你可以去外面。
You could be at home watching the Vikings.
你也可以在待在家里看那个Viking 的橄榄球比赛。
But I'm blessed that you've chosen to be here and to gather together to worship our Lord.
但是我很高兴大家呢选择了来教会来在这里一起敬拜神。
And I trust that our time of worship will be a blessing to each one of you as well.
我相信我们在一起的敬拜会成为我们每一个人的祝福。
Before we turn to the message, let me just say also a word of thanks for the wonderful way in which this church has partnered with us in ministry.
在我讲到之前呢，我想来表达一下我的谢意，就是这个教会在我的传教的事工上的支持。
And I would ask for your prayers as I get ready to do some more travel overseas.
我也非常的感谢你们为我在世界各地的这些旅行传教事工中的旅行的祷告。
I'll be in Costa Rica for a week, teaching the Gospel of Mark at a Bible school.
我会马上会去哥德黎加去在那里去教圣经的课程。
And then I'll have a short turnaround and be back in India to train pastors there.
然后呢，我又会再去印度，到那里再去对那里的牧师有一个集训。
So please not only pray for me and for these ministry opportunities.
你们也希望你们大家不光是为我祷告，而且为我有这样更多的好的这样的传教的机会祷告。
But please remember my wife here at home.
请也为我的妻子在这里家里为她祷告。
It's not an uncommon thing when I'm traveling in ministry that something happens here at home.
那么经常呢，确实也是有很多的。当我在外面旅行的时候，也有很多的事情发生在家里。
And so I just ask for your prayer of protection over Lisa and our home.
所以我请大家为我的妻子 Lisa 呢。祷告。
Well, let me invite you to open your Bibles to Daniel chapter 9.
我请大家打开但以理书第九章。
And we want to be looking at the verses that you've just read.
我们来一起看一下刚才我们读过的那些经节。
I need to begin today with a bit of a disclaimer.
我现在想要重新声明一下。
Today, this message is going to be a little bit like stepping into the seminary classroom.
那么今天呢，这个讲到的信息有点像是我进到一个神学院在那里给讲课。
Because there are some things here that we simply need to teach in order that we understand them.
因为这里面这些经节呢，都好像是要我需要教导来让大家来能够理解。
Now it's not a seminary classroom.
但这又不是一个神学院的教室。
And so I will not have the time to go into depth on all of the interpretations and arguments.
所以我不会有足够的时间呢去解释很多的细节，去把它们讲解的非常的有深度。
But what I would like to do is to take you on a journey through this text.
那么我想要做的就是把你们带到一个带到这几节圣经节里面来一次短的旅行。
To explain what I believe is the interpretation, the teaching of this text.
然后来向你们解释我对这一段圣经节的理解。
And then as we finish our time, we'll look at several practical lessons, I believe, that come out of this text.
那么当我们在结束了在结束之前呢，我会有一些来对我们生命的一些实用的例子。
When we first looked at Daniel chapter 9 a couple of weeks ago,
那么我们在前面几个两个星期之前呢，看到了但以理书第九章。
We discovered in verses 1 and 2 that Daniel had been reading the prophet Jeremiah.
那么我们从第九章第二节知道但以理呢，他在读耶利米记的先耶利米先知的书。
In verse 2 it says, In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, observed in the books the number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of the desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years.
那么第二节就说到，就是他在位第一年，我但以理啊，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话，论到先知耶利米，从耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满。
So as Daniel reads the prophet Jeremiah, he discovers that Israel's exile in Babylon was to last for 70 years.
那么当但以理在读耶利米书的时候，他就得知以色列人被掳到巴比伦，会要在那里有70年。
As we saw last time.This was, on the one hand, a great encouragement to Daniel.
那么我们上一次已经看到了，这个对但以理来读到这个对但以理来说是一个很大的鼓励。
It gave him hope.
给了他盼望。
Because he sees that the 70 years are almost complete.
因为他看到七十年马上就要满了。
On the other hand, it began to trouble Daniel.
但是另一方面呢，又好像给他带来很多的困扰。
The 70 years were nearly complete, but the people had not really changed.
70年快要满了，但是以色列人呢，好像还没有太大的改变。
Would God really bring an unrepentant people back from captivity?
神真的要把那些这些还没有真实的悔改的以色列人再带回到他的所应许的之地吗？
And in our last message, we saw that Daniel was so moved that he began to seek the Lord in prayer.
那么上一次的信息我就说过，那但以理呢，他非常的激动，然后他就开始想到这些，他就开始为以色列人祷告。
He prays on behalf of his people.
他在为代表以色列人来祈求。
And asks the Lord for a word of assurance.
他呢想从神那里得到一个确据的回答。
And he receives this assurance as the angel Gabriel comes to him.
那么他从那个加百列这个天使呢的降临跟他说话，他得到了这样的应许。
And shares with him a vision, a prophecy that is known as Daniel's 70 weeks.
那么这个加百列呢，就给他分享了告诉了他这个异象，这个七十年这个异象。
So in response to his prayer, Daniel first receives an assurance of God's redemptive promise.
那么从这个异象里，但以理呢首先他是得到了神对这个救赎应许的这个保证。
And again, we really saw this in our last message.
那么我们在上一次的信息里都看到这个。
When we seek the Lord in His Word,
当我们在神的话语里去寻求他的时候。
When we seek Him in prayer and in repentance,
当我们借着祷告和悔改寻求神的时候。
He assures us, He promises us that He will respond to us.
他就会应许，他应许我们，他就会来回应我们。
He promises, He assures us that we are precious in His sight.
他就应许我们，我们在他眼里是非常宝贵的。
He assures us that he will give us insight and understanding into his word.
他呢也给我们应许，我们会去明白他的自己的话语。
And into his purpose.
明白他的目的。
And in short, Daniel receives this assurance from the Lord.
那么这些呢确据呢都是神但以理从神那里得到的。
An assurance that God is faithful to his people.
那么这些确据呢就是说神是非常对他的百姓他是非常的忠实的。
That he is faithful to his covenant promise.
他是对他的约是非常忠实的。
And that he is faithful to his redemptive purpose.
他也是对他的救赎的计划是非常的忠实。
To bless Israel, but but to also, through Israel, bless all the nations of the world.
他祝福以色列人，但是也借着对以色列人的祝福，也祝福我们世上所有的人。
This is what Daniel receives in verses 20-23, this assurance of the Lord's redemptive promise.
这就是在第二十节到第二十七节，那么神给但以理的这个确据，就是关于救赎的确据。
Dear brothers and sisters, I hope you draw some encouragement from that as well.
我希望弟兄姐妹们也从这段里面得到一些鼓励。
God is faithful to His word.
神是信实的，对他的话语。
He's faithful to His promise.
他对他自己的所有的应许都是信实的。
He's faithful to His people.
他对他的百姓也是信实的。
And the beauty is, even at those times when His people are less than faithful.
那么更美好的就是当他的百姓对他并不忠实的时候，那么神还是信实的。
God remains faithful to his promise.
神依旧对他自己的所有的应许保守他的信实。
When we get to verse 24, Daniel next receives an assurance of the Lord's redemptive purpose.
那么在从二十四节这里，我们就看到但以理得到了神对他救赎目的的这个确据。
Through the angel Gabriel, the Lord says this to Daniel.
那么从天使加百列，那么神给但以理这样的意象。
Daniel, yes, the 70 years are nearly complete.
是的，但以理，七十年马上就要到了。
Your people will return.To Jerusalem, and they will rebuild the city and its temple.
你和你的百姓会要回到耶路撒冷，会去再重新的去建造耶路撒冷城。
The sin of the people is paid for. They are redeemed.
那么百姓的罪也都被付了债，然后他们也会再重被洁净。
I forgive you. I will restore you.
我赦免他们一切的罪，我也会去重新的使他们回重新的 restore 他们。
But then he says this.
然后他又说
，Daniel, these 70 years are just really a picture for something far greater.
那么这七十年呢，只是对将来更伟大的事情的一个意象。
My redemptive purpose for my people in Jerusalem is not yet fully complete.
那么我对我百姓的救赎的目的呢，还没有完全的被展开。
Verse 24.
24节。
70 weeks have been decreed for your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make atonement for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy.
为你本国居民和你圣城已经定了七十个期，要止住罪过，洁净罪恶。赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高圣至圣者。
God says I'm expanding the 70 years to 70 times 7.
那么神呢，把这个七十年变用七十的七来描述的。
Until my purposes will be completely realized.
直到我所有的目的，我计划都被实现。
Now to understand this, we need to delve a little bit into the Hebrew language here.
那么在这里呢，我们得需要去看一看这个希伯来文这个原文的圣经的意思。
First of all, the word weeks in Hebrew is actually the word sevens.
那么在希伯来文的星期一周呢，是用这个七来代表的。
And so it actually reads 70 sevens have been decreed for your people.
所以在原文里面是就是说是读起来就是说是七十个七，而不是七十个星期。
And here the word weeks, using the English, does not refer to a period of 7 days, but a period of 7 years.
那么这里的这个七呢，我们不是说七个星期，而是七年。
Now, if you're with me, what the Lord is saying to Daniel is this.
那么神在这里其实对丹尼里是在说
Daniel, yes, the 70 years of captivity are almost done.
那么这70年的这个被掳的生活已经快了。
But there's going to be 490 years until my purposes are fully realized.
但是还要再有490年，那么我所有的这些计划和目的才能够彻底的实现。
And this redemptive purpose is outlined for us in 6 statements that are made here in verse 24.
那么这个这七七十的七这个救赎的这个目的的这个保障呢是在这在24节里面来。
Transgression will be finished.
那么罪孽会被。
There will be an end to sin.
罪要被停止。
Atonement will be made for iniquity.
那么赎罪祭会被全部的奉上。
But then he goes on to say that everlasting righteousness will be brought in.
那么永远的这个意义会来到。
Prophecies and visions will now be fulfilled.
那么所有的意象和预言呢都会被实现。
And the most holy, not place, but the most holy one will be anointed.
那么那个至圣者呢会到来，不是说是指的那个地方至圣所，而是至圣者本人要到来。
Brothers and sisters, I believe all of us see how this points.Jesus Christ.
那么弟兄姐妹们，我们知道，我们可以从这些经节里知道，这是指的主耶稣的到来。
Our Lord, our Savior, the Messiah.
那么我们的神，我们的主耶稣基督，弥赛亚的到来。
God's redemptive purpose for His people and His land is fulfilled with the coming of Jesus.
那么神所有的救赎的目的，那么都是在耶稣基督的到来而实现了。
And his subsequent death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead.
那么他接下来在十字架上的受死和他的复活。
This was God's plan from the very beginning.
那么这就是神从起初到一直所有的计划。
And it's this plan of redemption that he next shares with Daniel in some.Fascinating detail.
那么这他的救赎计划，他跟但以理就是这样的，用很多的细节来跟但以理来显明。
And so, having received an assurance of God's promise,
那么当他但以理接到神对他的救赎的这个保证的时候
，and having received an assurance of God's purpose.
那么当他接到神救赎的目的的这些保证时
Namely the redemption of all people in Jesus Christ
那么就是说在耶稣基督里他要拯救所有他要救的人
Gabriel now shares with Daniel an assurance of the Lord's redemptive plan
那么加百列这个天使呢他就把神所有救赎的计划在这里很详尽的显示给了这个意象给了但以理
Now we already read verses 25 to 27, so we don't need to read them again.
我们已经读到了25到27节，我们在这里不再读。
But in these verses, we find three periods of time.
那么在这三节里面，我们看到了不同的阶段。
First of all, we read about a period of 7 weeks.
第一个呢，我们就看到了一个7年的阶段。
We see this in verse 25.
就在25节里。
And then in that same verse, we read about a period of 62 weeks.
那么下面呢，我们又看到有62年，62个期。
Sorry. And then in verse 27, we read about one final week.
那么在27节里面，我们又看到最后的一个期。
Now, all of you out there who are gifted in math, tell me what that adds up to. 7 plus 62 plus 1 equals...
所以你们数学好的人可以在这里做一个数学题。7加...
Yeah, I'm hearing it quietly. A few people are saying 70. That's right, 70.
70的 70.
And again, these weeks are weeks of years. And so we have 7 times 7 years, 49. We have, what, 62 times 7 years equals?
400.
400 and what? 34, good. And then we have one final week, 7 years, just 7 times 1, 7. Even I can do that one, okay? Now let's look at each of those periods of time.
让我们大家仔细地来看每一个阶段的这个期。
But before we do that,
在这之前,
notice what it says at the beginning of verse 25.
我们看一下25节的前面。
So you are to know and discern that from the issuing of a decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem.
你当知道，当明白，从今从出令重建耶路撒冷。
In other words, this prophecy, this detailed plan of the 70 weeks is going to begin with the issuing of a decree to restore and rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
那么就是说，这七十的期呢，是很详尽的告诉我们，用这个时间是要来建造耶路撒冷。
Now scholars, Bible scholars have suggested several different dates for this decree.
一些圣经学者呢，在这里他们有不同的，在这里有不同的解释对这段。
And after many years of studying this, I've become convinced that the decree that he is referring to here is the decree issued to Ezra in the 7th year of the reign of King Artaxerxes of Persia.
那么经过多年的对这一段的学习呢，我呢自己呢是非常的坚信这个指令这个指令呢，就是在以斯拉记那么那里头说到的，就是亚巴施喜王他对耶路撒冷重建的这个他所下的这个指令。
It's a decree that we read about actually in Ezra chapter 7 verses 12 to 13.
那么是在以斯拉记第七章。
Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace. And now I have issued a decree that any of the people of Israel and their priests and the Levites in my kingdom who are willing to go to Jerusalem may go with you.
那么十二节到十三节这里说，诸王之王亚巴学习。达于祭司以斯拉 通达天上神律法大德的文士云云，住在我国中的以色列人祭司利未人，凡甘心上耶路撒冷去的，我降旨准他们与你同去。
Now this decree was issued in the 7th year of the reign of Artaxerxes.
那么这个圣旨呢，是在亚大薛喜王他的第一个七年的在任的时候。
Which would have been about the year 457 or 458 before Christ.
那么这是在第亚大薛喜王第457年到主前408年这一段的时间里。
Now back in Daniel chapter 9.
那么我们再回到但以理书第九章。
If we start with the year 457 before Christ as our starting date.
如果我们从这个457年主前457年这个时候开始。
And we look at that first period of 7 times 7 weeks.
那么我们先看第一个阶段，那么就是七乘七这样的一个年数。
Or 49 years.
或者就是说是49年。
This is a period from the year 457 BC to 408 BC.
那么这一段时间呢，就是说从主前457年加上49年，那么就是到主前408年。
A period of 49 years during which the Israelites came from captivity. Just leave it there for now.
那么这一段时间49年之中呢，就是说以色列人呢，他们从到被掳。
And under the leadership of Zerubbabel and Ezra and Nehemiah,
那么当时他们在一些当时的这个耶利米和那些一些还有一些Zerubbabel 这些leader 这些头领在带领他们在被掳的地的时候。
They rebuilt the temple and the walls and the streets and the moats of Jerusalem.
他 们带领他们回到了耶路撒冷，然后开始重新建造耶路撒冷圣殿的墙和殿堂。
Also, this 49 years points to the year of Jubilee.
那么这个49年呢，正好也指向了在以色列那人旧约的时候，他们所过的那个喜年。
Why was Israel in captivity in the first place?
那么为什么以色列人会被掳到巴比伦呢？
It's because they hadn't observed the Sabbath years.
因为他们没有去遵守神所让他们遵守的这个安息年。
They hadn't observed the year of Jubilee every 50th year.
那么他们没有按照神的指令呢去遵守这个49年以后第50年他们所应该修的这个喜年。
So this first period of 49 years highlights not only this restoration of Jerusalem.
那么这49年呢，不但是让耶路撒冷呢重新被建造
，but a restoration of God's people and the celebration of the year of Jubilee.
那么同时呢，也是对这个神的子民和神所祝福的那个城市的整个的一个重新的休息和建造恢复。
Are you still with me?
大家还跟得上吗？
Yes? I haven't put anyone to sleep yet. Okay, that's good.
我还没有让哪个人睡着吧。
Because it's getting exciting.
那么我们会越来越很。
Now our next period is 434 years, 62 times 7.
那么下一个阶段呢，就是62这个七，那么就是434年。
Now if you're following, maybe in that chart in your notes, this takes us from the year 408 BC to the year 27 AD.
如果你们看着你们的这个节目单上所印的这个图表呢，那就是这个第二个阶段是从主前408年到公元主后27年。
A date that with remarkable accuracy would point to the exact time of Jesus' baptism and the beginning of his public ministry.
那么这个正好这个时间呢非常精确的呢指向了我们主耶稣呢他受洗然后接着开始他在地上的这个事工。
In other words, it's a date that would point with remarkable accuracy to the coming of the Messiah.
那么这个也精确的指出了我们主耶稣这个弥赛亚他的到来的这个时间的这个准确度。
But then we read this in verse 26, then after the 62 weeks, the Messiah, the anointed one, will be cut off having nothing.
那么但是马上26节又说了，过了这个62个期呢，那个受膏者呢就会被从地上剪除。
And so we see both the coming of the Messiah, but we also see this prophecy that could refer to his crucifixion.
那么我们从这一段时间里可以看到这个精确度预表了主耶稣他的到来和他在十字架上受死的这个准确的时间。
And then in verse 26 we read something more.
那么在26节我们又看到更多。
That there will be a prince who is to come.
那么会有一个王来。
And that the people of this prince will destroy the city of Jerusalem and the temple.
那么这个王子呢，会带着他的兵，会把耶路撒冷给摧毁。
Talks about a flood.
还有洪水。
It says that even to the end there will be war.
在末后的时候呢，还有战争。
And that desolations are determined for Jerusalem.
还有就是耶路撒冷彻底荒凉的这个事情也被指定了。
Do you remember what we read in chapter 1 of Daniel?
我们大家还记不记得在但以理第一章的时候我们所读到的
？That there would be 70 years and the desolations of Jerusalem would come to an end.
那么有70年在第一章里头说到70年，那么耶路撒冷的荒凉就会到此为止。
But now we read that there are still desolations ahead.
那么在这里我们又读到，那么耶路撒冷的荒凉还要继续。
Now the end of this verse seems to hint that there's going to be an interval of time.
那么在这个这一经节的末了呢，似乎有一段的时间。
Characterized by war and desolation.
那么它会有荒凉和战争。
Before the final week that we read about in verse 27.
那么在第二十七节里面，最后一个期的时之前会有一些荒凉。
And then we read in verse 27, and he, that prince who is to come, will make a firm covenant with the many for 1 week.
那么第二十七节里又告诉我们，那么那个带着他的兵来打仗的那个王子，他会与很多的人立约。
Now this verse, admittedly, in fact, the whole passage is not easy to interpret.
那么这一节呢是非常难来解释的。
But it seems to be referring to a future 7-year period when another prince, another ruler will come.
那么似乎是在指示在将来的一个七年里面，那么另外一个王者会来。
And make a covenant with Israel.
那么他们会与以色列人来立约。
But halfway through that 7-year period, 3.5 years,
那么在七年的一半的时候，就是三年半的时候，
he will violate that covenant.
那么这个王他会不守他这个约。
He'll put a stop to the temple sacrifices.
那么他会让圣殿的献祭会停止。
And following the tradition of detestable idolatry, he will bring desolation to the temple and the city.
那么接下来他会在圣殿里去做一些毁坏这个祭祀的这些事情，然后造成了这个耶路撒冷的这个毁灭。
Something that Jesus refers to in the New Testament, quoting Daniel, as the abomination of desolation.
那么这里在新约里主耶稣他自己也指出来，那么这种行为呢，就是被叫做是行可毁坏可憎的。
Now, if I'm invited back after today,
那么我们今天再回到今天。
We'll learn more about this evil ruler as we look at Daniel's chapters 10 through 12.
那么我们在看到但以理书第十章的时候，我们又会看到，那么这个王是谁
？But for now, suffice it to say, that there's a historical figure, that this points to, but it also points to a false Christ who will come, I believe, in the future and deceive many.
那么今天呢，我只是简单的说一下。那么这个王呢，这个就是我们一个是指当时毁坏耶路撒冷，另外一个还会指向将来要发生的，就是假基督的出现。
So let me just summarize briefly what we've seen, and then look at some practical lessons from all of this.
那么我们现在呢，就我想来总结一下这一段，然后呢，我们看一下对我们现在的基督徒，我们的生命它有什么样的意义。
This vision that Daniel receives includes 3 different periods of time.
那么这个意象呢，但以理看到了有3个不同的时间阶段。
A period of 49 years when the people come back from captivity and the city is restored.
那么第一个就是49年，那么以色列人从被掳之地回来，然后重建耶路撒冷。
A period of 434 years that points again with remarkable accuracy to the coming of Jesus Christ.
那么下一个阶段呢，就是434年，那么很精确的预示到了主耶稣基督的到来。
And His redemptive work not just for the nation of Israel, but for all peoples, all nations.
那么他的这个主耶稣的救赎呢，不光是指对以色列人的，而且是对所有的地上的国。
And then finally, it points to 1 future period of 7 years.
那么最后这个阶段呢，就是一个七年的这样的一个阶段，是指到 将来以后要发生的。
Some of you may be sitting there today and saying, "What in the world is he talking about?"
我们中间可能有的时候，我们到底在这里在讲些什么
？On the other hand, some of you are sitting there and you're going, "Oh, I love this stuff," you know.
有些人可能还会说，哎呀，我真的很喜欢这样这些意象。
I love reading about the end times.
我很喜欢读那些关于末世的这样的话。
And my experience, we love hearing preachers speak about the end times.
那么在我的经验中呢，就是很多的是挺喜欢就是讨论关于末世的经节。
And reading books about it.
也关于末世，读很多关于末世的时候的书。
And trying to, you know, looking at all the charts and trying to figure out when are these things going to happen. Who's the Antichrist?
那么我们很想看一些这些图表呢，来去figure out 这谁是那个敌基督的。
Friends, can I suggest that if that's the case, we might be missing the point?
如果我们只是那样的做的话，那么我就想说，我们确实是没有抓住这段圣经的重点。
God did not give these prophecies so we could figure out everything.
神给我们这个预言呢，并不是想让我们从最简短的这些预言的话语里面来知道将来要发生什么。
In fact, when the disciples asked Jesus, "When is your kingdom coming?"
那么当时的那些门徒们问耶稣的时候，什么时候神的国度能到来
？Jesus basically responded by saying, "Even I don't know that. That is something that belongs to the Father."
那么耶稣基督他本人都对他们说，我自己都不知道，只有父知道那个时候。
And that's the point.
那么这就是那个重点。
God did not give these prophecies so we could have everything figured out.
神给这些预言的目的不是说我们自己来去把它弄明白。
He gave these prophecies to assure us that he has everything figured out.
他给我们这些预言的目的就是说，让我们知道他是那位要把所有的这些所预示的这些事情让他确定的发生。
Some places where I preach, that's where everyone would yell, "Amen."
Amen.
Hallelujah. God has it all figured out. That's what He wants us to see.
那么是神自己，他已经把所有的这些计划和实施都定下了。
Some things we will know, those things that are revealed to us.
那么有些事情向我们显示的，我们是明白的。
But many things we will not know.
但是更多的很多的事情呢，我们现在还没有办法能知道。
But we have the assurance that God knows and that He's in control. He's working out His purpose and His plan.
但是呢，我们有这样的一个确据，就是神他自己是知道一切，他也预言了这一切，然后他也会去实现所有的这一切。
Now, having said this, there's still some great, valuable lessons for us here.
那么这里呢，也还有很多的对我们现在有很有实用的功课。
The first one is obvious.
那么第一个呢，就是非常明显的。
Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of God's redemptive purpose for all people.
那么耶稣基督呢，是神给所有的这些救赎的计划里边的一个保障。
Everything here reveals Jesus Christ and points to His coming.
那么所有的在这里所预言的都是耶稣基督他的到来。
But to a certain extent, God's redemptive purposes will not be fully complete until the second coming of Jesus.
但是呢，在还有一段的，就是说，将来所要发生的事情，就是耶稣基督他的第二次的再来，才能够完全的让神所有的计划、救赎计划实现。
So brothers and sisters, we live in exciting days.
那么弟兄姐妹们，我们住在这样的一个非常激动人心的时间段。
We live in this period of time between the first and second comings of Jesus.
我们住在就是耶稣基督第一次到来和将来第二次到来之间的这样的一个阶段。
A time that is referred to in Scripture as the end times.
那么这一个阶段在圣经里面被叫做是末世的时代。
I often have people come up to me and they'll say, "Oh, Pastor, I think we're in the end times."
经常有人走到我面前说：“牧师啊，我相信现在就是已经是末世了。”
And they say, yes, absolutely, we are.
我就告诉他们，是的，现在确实是末世。
We have been ever since the first coming of Jesus.
那么自从耶稣基督第一次到来到这个世上，那么末世的时候就到了。
And we will be until his coming again.
那么这个末世的时代一直要持续到耶稣基督第二次到来才。
But these are exciting days.
那么这一段时间是非常的激动的。
As we see the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ expanding and pushing back the gates of Hades.
那我们在这一段时间里就看到耶稣基督他的国度的扩张，直到地狱的来把地狱的门给往后。
And so this passage teaches us something about the kingdom of God as well.
那么这一段呢，也讲到了神的国度。
And that is that God's kingdom has come, but it is still coming.
那么神的国度已经到来，而且还不断的在继续的扩张。
God's kingdom is now, but it's not yet.
神的国度现在开始了，但是还没有完全的完全。
God's kingdom is here, but it will be then.
那么神的国度已经到了，但是呢，在将来还会继续下去。
And we live in these days when we get to participate and be a part of God's kingdom purpose.
那么我们住在这样的一个时代，我们在神的国度里，而且我们也参与神国度的各样的事工。
And finally, and I need to mention this as we close today.
那么最后我想在结束之前说这样的。
There's a great lesson here for us about forgiveness.
那么这一段呢，也是一个非常的好的来讲这个饶恕的这样的一个教义。
Do you remember in Matthew 18 when Peter once came to Jesus?
你还记得在马太福音第十八章，彼得来到耶稣基督面前所问的吗？
He said to Jesus, "How often should I forgive my brother when he sins against me? 7 times?"
那么在那里，彼得问耶稣基督，我应该饶恕我的弟兄多少次？70次吗？
How does Jesus respond?
那么耶稣基督是怎么回答的呢？
No, 70 times 7.
那么70的7。
I think there's a lesson here for us.
我想在这里有一个对我们来讲是又一个功课可以学。
The lesson is this, look at how faithful God has been in the midst of your sin and unfaithfulness.
那么在这里我们看到的是神是如何的信实，甚至我们一直在罪中的时候。
Look at how much God has forgiven us.
那么我们要看一下神已经饶恕了我们多少。
And it's on the basis of God's forgiveness and His redemption that we should redeem, we should forgive one another.
那么是在神他自己的饶恕和他自己的救赎的基础上，我们才能有这样的一个能力去饶恕，我们应该去饶恕我得罪我们的人。
And I believe what Jesus is saying to Peter and to us.
我相信耶稣基督不光是指对彼得讲，也是告诉我们。
In the same way, it was 70 times 7 until redemption came through Jesus Christ.
那么我们应该70的7次的去饶恕得罪我们的人，直到耶稣基督他的救赎的计划。
So we should be ready to forgive one another.
所以我们应该时刻的就是准备好，就是饶恕我们的得罪我们的弟兄。
Some of you are sitting here today.
那么有些你们坐在这里的。
You may perhaps be harboring some bitterness in your heart towards someone else.
那么也许在你的心里有对什么人有一些苦毒。
Maybe someone who has hurt you, maybe someone who has not respected you.
也许是有人伤害了你，或者是有人不尊敬你。
Maybe you're harboring bitterness, anger, resentment towards this person.
那么你在你的心里对这个人有苦毒，然后有恼怒。
And I believe one of the lessons of this great chapter is that we need to be ready to forgive one another.
那么我相信通过今天的这个学习呢，我们应该是时刻准备好去饶恕那些得罪我们的人。
In the same way that God has forgiven us.
那么在就像神是如何饶恕了我们的过犯一样。
So these are some of the great lessons I believe that come out of this great chapter of the book of Daniel.
那么这些就是我所学习到的关于但以理这一章所教导我们的。
And all of this should give us hope.
那么所有的这些都应该给我们盼望。
That God is still in control.
神呢，他还在掌管一切。
And He's working out His promise.
那么他在一步一步的来实现他的应许
，His purpose，
他的目的
，and His plan，
和他的这计划。
For those of you who want to think some more about this，
那么还有哪些人想继续更多的了解这一段
？I've included a chart that you can look at and pore over and think about。
那么我也在你的节目单上有给了你们一个这个图表，你们可以继续的学习。
If you have any questions, if you have maybe another view that you think is the right one, and you'd like to discuss that, I'd be happy to have you write an email and in English, please.
如果你们谁有问题想跟我讨论的话，你可以给我发email 来讨论这一段，大家应该是用英文了。
And I would love to discuss this with you. I am still very much a student myself.
我很愿意跟你们一起来商讨这个讨论这个问题。我自己也是一个学生，还在学习。
And certainly open to learning and seeing things that perhaps I've not seen or discovered in these verses.
我也非常的敞开的自己，然后和大家一起学习这一段。
But my and I'm going to close with this. My plea is that we not lose sight of the whole purpose of this prophecy.
那么我就要结束这一段经文的解释。我希望大家不要在学习这一段以后忘记了这一段预言给我们的真实的意义。
Our faith is not based on our ability to figure all these things out.
我们的信心不是在建立在我们来就是来弄明白这些预言这个基础上。
Our faith is based on knowing the one who does have it all figured out.
我们的信心呢，是建立在这位知道这位神，他是知道一切会实现这一切的这位。
And that's the hope, sorry, that's the assurance and hope that Daniel received, and I hope you've received today.
那么这是但以理他自己所受到的这个保障和他的这个盼望。那么我希望也成为大家的一个确据和盼望。
Amen.
Amen.